Are you happy to go ahead?
Yes.
Now, do you have any questions?
No.
Without a hint of nerves, the first person to have an experimental Ebola vaccine takes the plunge. Ruth Atkins is one of 60 healthy volunteers in Britain to be given the jab as part of a clinical trial, and she's paid just £380, not for the risk, but for any loss of earnings. The vaccine's cleared tests in monkeys, but scientists need to be sure it's safe and effective before using it on the front line of the Ebola epidemic.
My 15-year-old son, he thought it was Ebola I'm having, and he asked, was I going to die? Where's my will and how much does he get? My 12-year-old daughter was concerned, but also said, well done, Mum, for what you're doing. It's that one step, and I'm part of that, the first step, and it gets that vaccine. They know they've got the right vaccine and they can start giving it, and that's going to make a difference to people's lives.
The vaccine is made from a harmless virus common in chimpanzees that's been modified to carry a small piece of Ebola DNA. Once in patients, the virus will make a single Ebola protein. It won't cause the disease, but it should be enough to prime the immune system to attack the Ebola virus if it's ever encountered in future.
The good thing about this vaccine is it probably doesn't need to work for 5 years or even 5 months. If it had high efficacy for 2 or 3 months, that would be very valuable. And technically, that's easier to do than to make a vaccine that works for a decade.
Volunteers will be given varying amounts of the vaccine to find a dose that triggers a good immune response without causing serious side effects. Normally, it would take 18 months or more for a vaccine to go through clinical trials, but such is the desperate need to protect health workers who are putting their lives on the line by treating Ebola patients that this one is being fast-tracked. Even while the clinical trials are underway, GlaxoSmithKline is producing 10,000 doses, ready to be sent out to West Africa as soon as they get the green light. But there won't be anywhere near enough of the vaccine for local people. The Ebola epidemic is out of control in Sierra Leone and Liberia, and the doctor who discovered the virus told Sky News that thousands of people are still likely to die.
One of the lessons is that of this epidemic is that we need to make sure that we accelerate the ways that we test and evaluate drugs, vaccines also. If we would have done that in the beginning of the epidemic, we would probably already have an answer.
Quarantine of patients and rapid tracing of their contacts is currently the only way to beat the virus. The World Health Organization has welcomed the 3,000 US military personnel being sent to the region to build field hospitals with 1,700 beds. It's not enough, but it's a start. Thomas Moore, Sky News.